This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber is struck near Kabul's international airport, likely causing casualties. Initial reports say the bomber set off explosives today, damaging a foreign vehicle and two civilian vehicles. There's been no claim of responsibility. However, Taliban militants have carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan since most foreign troops pulled out of the country last year. And now for the latest on the fight against the Islamic State militants, here's VOA's Heather Murdoch.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan Sampierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court in Cairo has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 others, defendants, to death for the 2011 mass prison break. Former president is also facing espionage charges. The Cairo court also issued a separate verdict against several top Muslim Brotherhood leaders for conspiring with Hamas and Hezbollah in organizing the prison break. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 7 people, wounded 33 others on Saturday. Officials are saying the female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Northeast Nigeria is the site of ongoing clashes with Boko Haram militants. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed or injured dozens of people across South Yemen on Saturday, including civilians, while a humanitarian ceasefire is set to expire later today. The Houthis signed on to the tenuous 5-day truce initiated by Saudi Arabia, which has been leading an air campaign against the militant group since late March in support of the exiled president Abin Rabu Mansour Hadi. Riyadh has repeatedly accused the Houthis of violating the ceasefire in the last week. Pope Francis met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. The news of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying such a development does not further the peace process. President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization today of two 19th century figures. Secretary of State John Kerry meets today in Beijing with President Xi Jinping, capping a 2-day visit dominated by trade issues and territorial disputes, pitting China against a host of U.S. allies in Southeast Asia. Details of those talks have not been announced, but as VOA's Bill Ide reports, they follow warning Saturday from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that Beijing maintains unshakable determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at 7 sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea, constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef, and massively expanding their total area. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
I urged China through Foreign Minister Wang to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
During his 2-day visit to Beijing, Secretary Kerry will meet with military and civilian leaders, including President Xi Jinping, on Sunday. Delight, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch on Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. Probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.
Another long set of music here for you. We've got Jasmine Sullivan, Rihanna, Ariana Grande's up next. Also, Selena Gomez. Selena told her fans on Instagram that she's very happy with her curves and her body after she posted photos while on vacation in Mexico. She was wearing a bikini, and that sparked some negative comments from those who were on Twitter commenting about her body and her size. She's just a little girl, and she's just a little thing who likes her body, like Ariana Grande on VOA 1.
I was a liar. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't want to lie. I'm leaving you, the one with
should be living it high. You should be living it high.
Breathe out, breathe in. We are the new America. This is the new America. We are the new America.
It's the new one from Rihanna, and it's called American Oxygen on VOA1. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Kaiza and a huge mega hit from last year. I just did an interview with Kaiza, and we spoke about her latest album and her plans for her next album and her current tour, which is coming to an end. She also revealed during the interview that she was once a beauty pageant contestant in Canada. And then she competed in the Miss Universe contest as well. But you'll have to listen to Border Crossings to hear that interview with Kaiza. She's an absolutely lovely young lady. This is Hideaway on VOA1, the hits.
I'm holding it back, just want to start again. Baby, I love the way that there's something short. Baby, so something, hide away with me some more.
hands I'm meant to hold.
With Ellie Goulding and Love Me Like You Do. That had spent the last 3 weeks at number one on the pop charts of Billboard, and it has been replaced by The Weeknd. Here's Ellie Goulding on VOA 1.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that. Fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me,
figured it out. I figured it out from black and white, seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us? Mistakes of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground. I see what it's like. I see what it's like for day and night, never together. 'Cause they see things in a different light. Like us, they never tried. Like us.
With you and I on VOA 1, Liam is denying the reports in Heat magazine that he's engaged to his girlfriend, Sophia Smith. The couple have dated for 2 years, but he says not engaged just yet. Harry Styles also dismissed the report in the very same magazine that he has been dating L.A. talent manager Joy Mugley. There were reports that he stayed about a month in Los Angeles so he could be with her and even went golfing together. But he said, no, that's all rumors, not true. VOA 1, the hits. We've got Waves from Mr. Probs.
water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels nice. I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. Slowly drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. Slowly drifting, drifting away, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the.
He's an 8-time Grammy winner. Right here on VOA 1, Usher will be filming a short movie in 10 different countries around the world. It's the Pepsi Challenge film. It's a short film, and he's looking forward to traveling the world to make it. Here's Tori Kelly, Nobody Love, on VOA 1.
But if I fall for you,
Live, Love Somebody on VOA1. I'm Larry London with Edward Maya out of Romania and Vika Jigulina, and this is Stereo Love.
Undefined.